Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA is currently implementing the provisions of the Farm Bill, and those will be fully implemented over the coming months. Certainly a long and intense debate for development of the Farm Bill. And so we want to just urge Congress that as the appropriations process moves forward, that there are no amendments approved that would undermine the Farm Bill. Let it be implemented as it was approved by Congress just a few months ago, and let those provisions take effect.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We expect floor consideration of the Agricultural Appropriations Bill in the House to occur sometime later this week. So the National Cotton Council joined with a number of other industry and trade associations to urge the congressman to oppose any amendment that would undermine the provisions of the new Farm Bill, and in particular made specific mention of the risk management tools that are provided through the federal crop insurance.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA Secretary Vilsack announced two options that farmers need to be aware of in terms of the CRP. One is the fact that continuous sign-up periods are ongoing, and that is an opportunity for farmers, and actually began on June 9th, for farmers to enroll acres into the Conservation Reserve Program, and that would be enrolling acres on contracts that are up to 10 to 15 years in duration. Normally, contracts can be enrolled either in a continuous or a general sign-up, but the USDA has announced there will not be a general sign-up in 2014, but farmers do have an opportunity to look into the continuous sign-up option.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
There are some incentives if retiring farmers that have land enrolled in the CRP or look at transfer a portion of their land to beginning or disadvantaged or veteran farmers. And that's known as a transition incentives program, which will provide two additional years of payments for retired farmers who look at transitioning those expiring CRP acres to those socially disadvantaged or military veterans or beginning producers. So that's another option where sign-up also began on June 9th for that. So farmers are encouraged to look into that. They can either look at the USDA website or visit their local FSA office.